This is Drive
with Roberto Peroni,
BBC Three Counties Radio.
Yeah, I'm pulling the house apart. It's because thing is, we was up there on the day and around the days in Stevenage Old Town. We stayed in the Cromwell. We was getting married up there because our family all live up there still. And the whole scenario is that we all joked about buying lottery tickets, and we did, and went straight on our honeymoon. And so we never really checked, but we know we've got tickets somewhere. But this moment in time, I'm in the sort of attic room, pulling bags apart and trying to get old clothes out that we were.
Look, before we talk about an unclaimed £64 million lotto ticket that you may have lost, big boy.
Yeah.
How's marriage suiting you?
It's very, very good, actually. Yeah, she's very forgiving. If we haven't got a ticket, we'd still be married.
You sure?
Yes. She loves us a bit, and vice versa. So. But she wants to come home and have a look at the moment, but because she's stuck at work and I'm
Do you know what, Colin? For 64 million quid, I'd tell her to leave. I'd come down there myself if I could.
Yeah, well, I don't know what the interest. Someone told me it's £700,000 interest on that already. Telling me about it, you know. Oh, God, quite happy about that, let alone the actual 64 million.
Now, let's go back to the start of the story. You got married in the area, in Stevenage, back in June. Congratulations, etc. A lovely wedding and everything.
Thank you.
Your mum got you the three tickets as a present. Why wait till now to look for it? Because they've been driving around in a Lamborghini saying, please come forward and claim your money.
No. Well, it's because it's that distance away. I don't see all that, you know, people driving. If there's someone driving around outside my house down here in Redruth in a Lamborghini saying claim, I might have had a look. But it's one of these things in the back of your mind thinking, did we buy one or is it just talked about? Because on the day, there was so much, obviously, as you understand, the wedding day going on, it never really sort of sunk in. And I was literally listening to Radio Cornwall this morning. They were talking about it, and I just dropped like a station of line selling my story and thinking, I'm going to actually have a look. And seriously started thinking about it. The more I thought about it, the more I thought,
I've been looking for the person who's got this ticket because I thought we could do 50-50 at the very least. The last I heard, Beryl called me last week and she overheard a conversation at a bus stop in Hitchin, and one young mum had said that her baby had eaten the ticket, the winning ticket. Now you're saying you've got it somewhere in your house.
It could well be. Yeah, it's we had tickets bought for us that I haven't checked. You know, I always do the Euro Millions anyway. But I randomly just go in and ask for lucky dips. I don't ever have any sort of precise numbers. And I put them in my bedside pocket or in my wallet. And when I remember, I just pop in the shop and say, I'll check that. You know, but we had three different bags when we was up there. We had the bag for staying there with a load of clothes in, we had a bag for the wedding day, and the honeymoon bag. So there's a whole...
Can I be honest with you, Colin? You sound really chipper. My wife has been telling me, asking me, did I go to Stevenage or Hitchin? Did I buy a ticket? Check. You sound really happy. What happens if 11 o'clock comes tonight and you haven't got the ticket and you're sure it could have been you, of course, and you miss out? Won't you be gutted?
I don't know. We all have these scenarios, what you'd spend the money on, but you don't think it ever really happened, do you? So, you know, at the moment, it's just a bit of, it'd be great if it was.
This is Drive
with Roberto Peroni
on the BBC in Beds, Hearts and Bucks.
BBC Three Counties Radio.